Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. That was legendary jazz tenor Sonny Rollins with the tune Asiatic Rays, his third record for the Blue Note label. And this album title is Rollins' nickname Nuke, based on a resemblance to Major League Baseball pitcher Donald Newcomb, who had the same nickname. And with this tune, we will start out a themed hour of Neon Jazz with a tune selected off an import-only 2-CD collection of jazz. And these were all handpicked classics by the punk, hardcore, and media icon Henry Rollins. Henry was approached with the idea by a friend in Europe and called it a daunting task since everyone in jazz has walked through the hallways of Blue Note at one point. This 2010 collection is jammed with 19 tracks by the best to ever waltz with jazz. And since we dig Henry Rollins, Blue Note Records, and the jazz the way we do, you're in for some pure auditory delights over the next hour we spend together. So Henry Rollins is one of the coolest cats roaming the world these days, and quite diversified. He's a musician, writer, journalist, publisher, actor, television and radio host, spoken word artist, comedian, and an activist. He hosts a weekly radio show on KCRW. He is also a regular columnist for LA Weekly and Rolling Stone Australia. He came into the world's consciousness by fronting the California hardcore punk band Black Flag from August 1981 to mid-1986. And we will roll forward with this hour of jazz classics from Blue Note and Mr. Rollins. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs jazz and Henry Rollins, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to present you the finest in jazz from one of the finest minds around today. This next one from 1951, Starbright, is from Jamaican-born jazz trumpeter Dizzy Reese. This is the tune, The Rake.
Thank you. I'm a jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
Thank you.
That was the title track off his debut 1960 album, Open Sesame. That was trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. And this Blue Note set is part of a Selected Core collection. So since the Black Flag days, Rollins has hosted numerous radio shows, such as Harmony in My Head on Indy 103, and television shows like The Henry Rollins Show and MTV's 120 Minutes. He was also on shows like Sons of Anarchy, and he's been in countless films. Henry has also been very political in causes around the U.S., like LGBT rights, world relief hunger, and an end to war. I have personally caught Henry live during spoken word performances in Lawrence, Kansas, and he is a brilliant mind and a spectacular entertainer. Off the 1961 album Dexter Calling, this is the tune Modal Mood by saxophonist Dexter Gordon, as we keep this hour of Henry Jazz rolling right along, baby.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
That was the Blue Note record Whistle Stop circa 1961 with the song Sunset by the brilliant jazz mind Kenny Dorham. So Henry was born in Washington, D.C. as the only child of Iris and Paul Garfield. After high school, Rollins attended the American University in Washington, D.C. for one semester, but he dropped out. He worked minimum wage jobs, and his interest in punk rock came after his friend Ian McKay got a copy of the Ramones' debut album. After he listened to it, he described it as akin to shooting heroin. And all of this sounds like the beginnings of yet another very good legendary jazz bio. From the 10th album, called Adam's Apple, by post-bop master Wayne Shorter, this is the 1966 song Footprints, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Booker Irvin in 1967 with the song Stolen Moments from the Blue Note LP Structurally Sound. So before Black Flag disbanded in 1986, Henry had already toured as a spoken word artist, and in 1987, the Henry momentum continued. The Rollins Band appeared at Woodstock 94, and he personally released Get in the Van, On the Road with Black Flag, a double CD set of him reading from the Black Flag tour diary, and that won the Grammy for Best Spoken Word Recording that year. And after many appearances on MTV and VH1, he made his Hollywood film debut in 94 in The Chase, playing a police officer. So, from the 1966 album We Go, Where is Brooklyn? And trumpeter Don Cherry answers that question in part with the tune There is the Bomb, featuring Henry Grimes, Ed Blackwell, and Froa Sanders, exclusively for the label of the hour, Blue Note. Thank you. Again, that was Don Cherry with the 1966 tune, There Is the Bomb. So due to the limitations of this hour, we didn't get the full Henry catalog, but that doesn't mean you can. So get out there and enrich your jazz library with this collection, handpicked by Henry. It's chock full of good jazz by many more cats like Art Blakey, Horace Silver, John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, Sonny Clark, Bobby Hutcherson, the great Eric Dolphy, and many more. It's been an honor to feature the cool cat Henry Rollins throwing props at the best of jazz via Blue Note. And diversification is the key in digging art, so get some Henry in your diet and routine. Henry is always busy and constantly releasing exceptional work via the stage, page, wire, TV, cinema, and radio. So dig him, and we hope you dug this jazz. And ushering us away from this hour of neon jazz into the faraway lands is saxophone Hank Mobley with the 1967 tune, Faraway Lands. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a brilliant music man on the airwaves, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. We are always here, and we are always listening. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.